Jeremiah chapter 43. And it came to pass, when Jeremiah had ended speaking unto all the people all the words of Jehovah their God, with which Jehovah their God had sent him to them, all these words, then spoke Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying to Jeremiah, Thou speakest falsely. Jehovah our God hath not sent thee to say, Go not into Egypt to sojourn there, but Baruch the son of Neriah is setting thee on against us, to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they may put us to death, and carry us away captives into Babylon. So Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, and all the people, hearkened not unto the voice of Jehovah to abide in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all nations whither they had been driven, to sojourn in the land of Judah, men, and women, and children, and the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, had left with Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neriah. And they came into the land of Egypt, for they hearkened not unto the voice of Jehovah, and they came as far as Tapanhes. And the word of Jehovah came to Jeremiah in Tapanhes, saying, Take great stones in thy hand, and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tapanhes, in the sight of the Jews. And say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadrezzar the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones which I have hidden, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And he shall come and smite the land of Egypt, such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them, and carry them away captive. And he shall array himself with the land of Egypt, as a shepherd putteth on his garment, and he shall go forth from thence in peace. And he shall break the pillars of Bethshemesh, which is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of Egypt shall he burn with fire.